Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, June 8th. I'm Anthony Bansi for The Wall Street Journal. Apple has unveiled its new version of its Siri chatbot today during its Worldwide Developers Conference keynote address, hoping to power a comeback in AI. The latest version is more conversational, has new voices, and can answer questions using user data. During the keynote, Apple displayed some interactions with Siri that were familiar to users of generative AI applications, but also more personalized ones, like sifting through text messages to find the address of a friend or sorting through photos with voice commands. Apple said most of its new AI features will be free to all users, but certain capabilities may be limited to advanced devices or subscription holders. The company said it would release beta versions of the software today to developers, followed by public beta in July, ahead of a full release in the fall. Amazon has entered a multi-billion-dollar agreement with Corning. The glassmaker will be providing optical fiber, cable, and connectivity solutions to support its growing data center footprint. Corning said the investment will help expand production and create 1,000 new jobs at its manufacturing facilities in North Carolina. Already this year, Corning has notched a $500 million investment from NVIDIA and a deal worth up to $6 billion with Meta to supply fiber optics to support the tech company's data center build-out. And Johnson & Johnson has agreed to buy biotechnology company Firefly Bio for $1 billion in cash. The deal is set to bolster the drug maker's oncology pipeline. Firefly Bio is developing a proprietary treatment for KRAS-driven cancers, which have limited treatment options with survival measured in months. The New Brunswick, New Jersey company said it expects to complete the acquisition later this year. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have a brand new episode tomorrow morning and another quick tech update in the morning.